Welcome back. To the north first, where a new body set up to examine legacy cases from the Troubles has so far accepted 8 cases for investigation. The Independent Commission for Reconciliation and Information Recovery had 85 inquiries about possible examinations since it became operational earlier this year. The Commission has the power to look into more than 3,500 killings and serious incidents which left up to 40,000 people injured. The British Labour government has pledged to keep the Reconciliation and Information Commission despite planning to repeal and replace the Legacy Act. The body's chief commissioner is former Lord Chief Justice of Northern Ireland, Sir Declan Morgan. He's been speaking to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, about the work of the commission so far, and he began by asking him about what was perceived to be a low caseload.
Well, you have to understand that we only obtained our powers to accept cases on the 1st of May. That's 85 working days until the 31st of August. There has obviously been a lot of controversy over the commission. A lot of people will want to wait and see how the commission develops. The important thing for us is that the cases that we have, that we approach them in the right way, that we recognise that these are people who've been through traumatic circumstances, that we address that, and that our systems are set up in order to enable those people to get the best out of the commission. In the end, we will be judged by what we do rather than what we say, and therefore how we do those cases is likely to be important in terms of the future work of the Commission.
Clearly, there's been a lot of talk about this being victim-centred.
Yeah.
You know, many victims groups, WAVE and others, have expressed really serious reservations about the Commission and say they believe it needs to be scrapped or certainly fundamentally reformed. That must concern you.
Yes. I mean, obviously, we have a job to do in terms of convincing people that the approach we're taking is the right one. In doing that, we didn't just sit in a room and dream it up ourselves. We engaged in an extensive consultation exercise. We took on board what the consultees were saying, and we embedded a trauma-informed approach in our work as a result of that. So we've done something which, you know, hasn't been the case for these victims in the other attempts that have been made to try to deal with their issues. We have a process where victims coming in will meet the case support team. That team will look at the open source material, will talk to the victims about what the commission can do, will introduce them to the investigators, will talk about what questions they may have and what they may want to do, encourage them to speak to members of their family, and we encourage them to take their time. This is an important exercise for these people. So of the 85 people who have come through, we've got 8 who've now been through that process and who we've accepted should move on to the next stage of our process, which is information recovery. As these cases go through, one would expect to see more cases going from the case support team through into information recovery and eventually into findings, which is the bit where I will make determinations in relation to the outcomes. This is never going to be, you know, a quick fix, as it were. It'll involve a lot of work and determination and effort, and it will be a process that will take the time it takes. But these are people that we're involved with who have been disappointed by so many things that have happened in the past. And there's a very natural reservation about whether this commission can deliver for them, particularly against given the background against which the commission was established.
North Ireland Secretary of State Hilary Benn has made it very clear the UK government wants the commission to continue. Mm-hmm. You'll be aware of comments by Tionnastan Micheál Martin at the weekend when he said he believes there needs to be fundamental root and branch reform to reinforce the independence of the Commission. Yeah. It's quite clear the Irish government has real concerns about the Commission.
Well, I think there are probably two issues here. The issue of independence was examined very carefully by the High Court in Belfast. There were challenges made to it on a number of grounds, and the court concluded, having looked at all the material, that the commission was independent. But independence has a scale. You can be independent enough, or you can be very independent. And obviously, from our point of view, if it is the case that the more independence we have, the greater the assurance there's likely to be to people who are interested in coming to us. So we are happy and we'd encourage the Secretary of State to look at the question of enhancing our independence, and the Secretary of State has indicated publicly that that's something that he would like to do. We're not trying to prevent that happening. We do encourage it, but we're also clear about the fact that, you know, the systems that we put in place are systems which give us sufficient independence to be able to conduct our investigations in a European Convention compliant way.
And what about those comments from Thomas Simeon Martin saying he believes root and branch reform is needed? Is he wrong?
Well, I mean, I note that he didn't say that he thought that the Commission should be abolished. Root and branch reform is itself something that has a scale, and exactly what it is, possibly for very good reason, the Taoiseach didn't mention. But, of course, we're all aware that the Taoiseach and the Secretary of State have been engaged in discussions with a view to addressing these issues, principally, I suspect, against the backdrop of the international a case which has been taken by Ireland against the UK. One would hope that those discussions will help them to understand what it is each side wants.